Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. We are back on the show today, and I'm super excited to introduce you to my guest, Marie Mack. Marie, how are you today?
I'm doing so good, Tori. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I am a co-owner of a business called Powerful Online Partnerships. Our main focus is around supporting visionaries, entrepreneurs, business owners, increasing their visibility through relationships. So we love all things that are relationship marketing. And I don't know if that's a term that people use, but we like to do relationship marketing.
Yeah.
Along with that, I am a mother. I have two teenagers at home.
Oh my gosh.
We have a 15.
Bless you. No.
Oh gosh, I know. A 13 and a 15-year-old. They have been home with us the entire time. So they do school at home. I say home because like people are walking right past my door. My husband is retired military. And so he's home with us too full time. Everybody's just here. Everybody's here in the house doing things all day long. But it's a fun, exciting time in this world to be an online entrepreneur and to grow other online entrepreneurs literally in our house. We have people, our kids who are doing different things. And yeah, so that's, I think that gives us some things.
Definitely.
That's just so, pretty much, I just think about it. I was like, what do you do all day? Grow humans, grow business,
yep.
Relationships, new friendships, like that kind of stuff.
It's amazing. I love it. Yeah. I mean, that's when you talk about like partnerships and relationships, those are so intertwined that you have to have them together because you can't have one without the other, right? Like it just,
yeah.
We just don't grow and flourish without the other. So talk about how, where did this business come from? Like, was it that you needed community? Was it a passion of yours? Tell me a little bit about how you started it.
Oh, good question. So 10 years ago, I started my first online business and I thought I wanted to be a blogger, you know, like 10 years ago when everybody was making money as a blogger. And I tried to write content and I figured out that I am horrid, absolutely horrid at creating content. I would sit down and try to write a blog post and it was like, meh. So it's soul sucking to me. People out there are brilliant at it. Absolutely love them. And what I found was that the more that I was trying to do it by myself, the harder it was. I was like, it must just be me or everybody has this problem. So I started to get into different communities and I found that, you know, there are a lot of people that might struggle with content creation or something like that. Yeah. And then as I was talking to more and more bloggers, I was like, they don't really have a good process for how they're doing their blogs or how they're getting visibility. And I started to gather these people up into a community and we started working together and these people were introducing other people and we were supporting each other's blogs. And what I found is this is a very natural thing in my life. I think people who are connectors and collaborators, they've probably always done it. And 10 years ago, I thought I was just like, oh yeah, this just feels right. I'll get people together. But then I remembered like I did the same thing when I was a kid. I was the leader, right? Let's get all the kids together. We're going to play a game. Come on, let's go. I was the oldest of four kids. So I was like, all right, everybody, let's go. Mom says we're going to do the thing. We're going to do the thing. So I've always been this like collector of people and moving people in a certain direction. And then I found when they were working together that businesses would grow. And I really kind of dived more into supporting people as they were doing visibility things within the business, like summits, giveaways, events, people have been doing this online forever. But that's really where I settled into it and saying, like, my passion is gathering people together, increasing visibility through businesses working together. And I love it. I really do.
That's the best thing. I think it's so important to realize your superpowers or your strengths. And that's truly when you feel most aligned and most successful and like you're doing good, like you found your purpose, that you can use those skills to not only help yourself, right, your family and your business, but also the people that you're bringing into this community and the partnerships that they're creating because of this container and group and business that you have put together. It's like almost this like compound effect that you just it's multiplying every day because of the amazing things that you did because you leaned into your purpose. And so I feel like so many people need to find a way to not only recognize their gifts and their purpose, but really truly lean into it because there's so many amazing things that can happen when you do that.
Yeah, and it becomes I know everybody's heard that thing, like when it's fun, it's not work.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is. And I was for so long trying to like wear somebody else's shoes by creating content that it felt so hard. And it felt so and I was so frustrated through all of the things that I was trying to do because it was successful for somebody else. But as soon as I like just leaned into the fact that I'm actually good at getting people together and helping them see how they can work in a space that improves the lives of everyone. Like, why don't I do that more? You know? So it really is. And I think that as our listeners are chiming in and telling us about what they do in their businesses and however that works, it's always good to, you know, hear about their passions. Like, what is one thing that you're like, no, I just do this well, and like stand behind that and say, no, I'm good at this. Like, I am the person who brings people together, or I am the person who creates the good content, or I am the person who can excite a certain niche of people to do good in the world. Like, all of those things are so important, and to stand behind them is essential. I think it's what drives us as humans.
Why do you think, because I hear this a lot, why do you think that maybe female, let's focus on female entrepreneurs specifically. Why do you think that we as women feel like we have to do it all and know it all and almost like stand alone, right? It's almost like this I don't know, like perception that we have to be strong and figure it out instead of being vulnerable and leaning on others to help us succeed, in what we're doing.
So I was in the military for 8 years before I started having kids and settling down and doing a lot of things. And it really, especially in that very male-dominated space, it was like almost having to keep up. Like, it was the ingrained thing that I was doing in my early 20s is I must level up. I must be in that spot. And what happened is that I think we lean into that a lot of times through society and in our egotistical young 20s times. That's natural as us to be like, no, I'm really good at these things. But what we're missing in that is our own cycles, our own ebbs and flows, not only in monthly cycles, but also like cycles of life and cycles of change that happens. And all of those things, I think we have been told, I think in the past generations, that that's not something we deal with. You just put that away and you don't bring that up as something that's important. I think there's a huge shift. I mean, I have a daughter who I am growing into a different type of woman who can stand behind that. And as she is, you know, flourishing and she's 13 and there's changes that are happening, I'm letting her know to lean into that, to like think about the hormonal changes that are happening in her body. And then also be vocal to say to the people that are around her, hey, I need a moment. I just need a moment and I can't, I'd love to circle back on this. I'm not saying no, never, but I would love to have like just a minute to think about it. And we practice that in our household, right? Like I practice that with my husband. Hey, here's where I am in my current cycle of things. And we just might need to change how we're talking about something. Or can we pause and give it a couple days? Because I don't know where my head is. And it's got to be something either with the moon or whatever else. So yeah, it's interesting how we've been told that, but there is a shift. And I don't know if you see it too, Tori, but there's a
Definitely.
shift. Do
I
you see
definitely
it?
do. Yeah, totally. I feel like there's this conversation that I'm having with women who are like, I was raised this way and this is what I thought and how I felt, but now I feel more empowered and I feel like it's okay. And when I surround myself with other powerful entrepreneur women, then we help each other to remind us, like, okay, no, you can pause, you can wait, you can, do this, you can do that. You don't have to follow the societal norm, if you will. You can push past that glass ceiling. All of these things, I feel like the more we as women come together, the more we're going to feel empowered individually to do the things that are okay, right? Like we can still be successful, powerful women while also being vulnerable and emotional and, mothers and all of these things because there's just, we can do it. Like we can do, women can do everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that it's our responsibility to train is not the right word here. Educate the men that are in our lives, to just say like, hey, I want to share this with you. It doesn't mean I'm less than or anything else. However, I want you to know where I'm thinking, and please let's not blame any certain hormonal changes, but let's just understand that everybody works in an ebb and flow. Male, female, masculine, feminine, it doesn't really matter. We have to just understand that this is how society is, and let's lean into it all the way around because we have our really important support systems in females and women. I mean, I'm in masterminds. I don't know about you, but I'm always paying for a mastermind. I'm always in a mastermind that's with women who could get it. And we have really good conversations. And I want to take those conversations and I want to share it with my husband and I want to share it with my son and I want to share it with my male clients. And I want to say, hey, listen, this is how we're doing things and it's okay. And you should know about it and you should accept it because half the population of the world is female. So welcome. Like, it's not like it's going away anywhere. And so not only our female support systems, but our male support systems. And especially in our sons, like I can get on a soapbox on that. Like I love the fact that, my son sees that and he supports healthy, strong women in society.
Absolutely.
'Cause that
Yeah,
next generation stuff, it's gonna be killer, right?
I mean,
Oh.
I can absolutely relate because I have two young boys. They're let's see, what are they? 8 and 11. And so I love being a mom of boys and being a mom entrepreneur who is strong and running a business to show them that women can do different things versus, what the norm may be, right? And so being an entrepreneur, is more normal these days. But when I was growing up, it was like that was almost like unheard of. Like, you know what I mean? Like a female entrepreneur was like, wow, that's crazy. But to be able to raise them to see how not only is a female mom entrepreneur works, but also an individual, how you can be successful on your own, and instill certain qualities in them to see that in themselves and in other people and support them in so many different ways. I just love being a mom of boys to be able to do that and change the next generation for everyone.
And you do it for your sons, and I do it for my sons, and our sons do it for their sons, and it's like this is the way, right? Like this is what is coming up next, and it is so exciting, and I can't imagine being a new entrepreneur in the next generation and how many more doors we are opening for them. Or at least maybe they're not open, but at least they're cracked, right?
Right.
Like, things aren't going to shift overall, like overnight, but they can shift over time if we continue to just make that the new standard. And I think that's essential as people are increasing their visibility, as they're increasing their business, and far-reaching impact of what their businesses can do. It's essential that that next generation up level into a bigger societal support. We're getting really deep here,
I
Tori.
know.
It's like, but this is it. Like, this is why we do this stuff, right? Like, we do
Absolutely.
this. We are entrepreneurs because of this bigger impact. It's not, you can't get up every day and be like, yeah, whatever, I'm getting a job done. It's more like you got to have it in you deep to know, like, why do we do this every day? I do this every day so my son sees me come to work. I do this every day because my daughter can be different. I do this every day because I meet new women and I'm just like, let's do it. I've got your back, you know?
I love it. I mean, yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. It's like being an entrepreneur is not easy, but we do it for the other reasons that you just mentioned because it's so much more than that. It's so much more than an income. You know, it's so much more than revenue on your bottom line. It's the things that we're doing not only for our families and showing and modeling for our families, but the impact that we have with the other people that we work with. You know, because we have clients that you know, we work with and they do greater things, right? Like we support them in ways that, you know, our services offer. And then that is a compound effect. Again, you know, partnerships, businesses, all of these things just come together so that, you know, we have this purpose and we do these things for the greater good. And it's just a huge impact that we are able to do. And so, yeah, we're getting deep here.
Just fun. So thank you. Thanks for the space to do that. I don't always get to get
Absolutely.
really deep into like philosophies of Marie, but this is why we do the thing. And so I appreciate the space for it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your own visibility, right? So, you know, in the way that I look at visibility is I have this framework that I use and it starts with confidence and clarity and consistency and then the conversion of the relationships that you build. I'd love to hear how your journey has evolved as you've started a business, as you're growing the business, and as you're planning the future of your business.
Yeah, that's a great one. As you were saying your C's, I was just like, I don't know if I was super confident in the beginning, but I was
Don't think
like,
we are, right?
I don't
Like,
think so. It kind of was like clarity. Okay, I'm gonna move forward somewhat confident, and then I'm gonna move from that into like consistency because I know if I do something consistently, and then it's gonna be like just epic. So, my own visibility journey definitely was this. Realization of like, hey, I'm a collector and I like to get people together and I want them to communicate and I want them to collaborate. When I was putting together this business model, the So Powerful Online Partnerships with my wonderful partner, Anne Marie, we were building that because we understand that as businesses work together, there really is no limit to what we can accomplish. And it's essential for us to get the right message to the right people. And when you have a referral-based network, it helps do that exponentially. I've seen lots of businesses that use ads to do this. Like they do Meta ads, maybe they do Google ads. They put a lot of money into their ad system. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a model. However, it kind of disconnects from the human, I find, you know. We have the bots that are telling us the stats that are telling us the things that we should do to put it in front of somebody and they buy the thing and then they move on. That's kind of really high level and dumbed down. Now, I'm not an ads person. I'll tell you, I'm sure you interview ads people and they're so probably wonderful. But there's a disconnect for me between human to human in that. And partnerships is all about that. It's about the human connection. And buyers are emotional. They're
Yes,
emotional
especially
buyers.
women.
Yes. So relationship-based marketing just made sense to me. Like, let's get out there and let's talk about it. So, in our space, it's around creating long-term strategic relationships where businesses are consistently supporting each other. And that might be, Tori, I'd love to be on your podcast. Let's have some good conversation. Let me share it out there with my audience and you get some new viewers. Now we're kind of moving our viewers to each other, right?
Right.
And
Yeah.
I think that that's essential. And I hope that my viewers, people that follow me, love what you're doing and they follow you, right? And so this is a really easy example of collaborations and partnerships that we set up. And then over the course of time, that can increase to actually creating, co-creating something. So Anne Marie and I are a really good example. We were working together for a while. She was a contractor of mine. And then we decided, you know what? We really like each other. Let's do this big time. Let's like open a business, like tell the state that we're going to open a business. And we created this big collaboration of a business, and we're partners in that. And you'll love this, but our first official business meeting, we said, pinky swear that we're going to be friends first forever. And
Oh,
we
I
were just
love
like,
that.
yes, absolutely. We got some really great mentorship from one of our mentors, and she's like, you know what? If you just baseline say friends first, it doesn't matter how much money we make, you'll always do a good job. So that's where we are. But I hope that answered some of your questions. Like our journey has been quite interesting.
Yeah, and just like you said, it's a journey, right? It's evolving as
Yes.
we speak. And, similar to visibility, visibility is evolving. It's a journey, right? You have to nurture those relationships. You have to build those partnerships, and that's how your visibility grows over time. So you're right
Yep.
on.
Yeah. Well, and it's like every time we put a little chit, right? I always think about it. We put a little chit in our relationship bucket, right? You and I have a conversation now. We have a podcast, and then maybe in a month or so, we get together. We talk about how is it going. It's like those are things that we always want to feed into. It's just like relationships with your kids or with your spouse. Like relationships are something that are consistently working for you. I always get that. You are an introduction from somebody else that I connect with regularly. And that's the way that businesses grow, because relationships are emotional and buying is emotional. And so it all kind of works together in the entire process of scaling business. We have to have other people who are saying, hey, you know what? You should really talk to Tori because she is a great host and you're going to get a lot from chatting with her. Like this happens consistently all the
That's
way through
amazing.
businesses, no matter what.
That's amazing. Well, tell us about how people can learn more. I mean, you've told us about the business, but how can they go to your website? How can they find out if it's a good fit for them? Where can they find out information about POP, as we call
Yeah,
it?
thank you. So powerfulonlinepartnerships.com. It's quite a mouthful. However, it's really easy to spell. So powerfulonlinepartnerships.com. You can find us there. LinkedIn is actually the best way to get to me. So I'm on LinkedIn. That's the only social media I actually keep up with. So if you want to check out either one, I'm Marie Mack at LinkedIn, which is great. And then powerfulonlinepartnerships.com. When you go there, you're going to find a couple things. I do a workshop every month where I train on a very specific need that each one of our leads are looking for, and that is the JV partnership call. If you can have a really great, successful 30-minute call with a potential partner, it will completely change your business. So in that workshop, I talk you through it. I give you my script, I give you everything you need. And you can use that moving forward because I want to make sure that people have what they need to get started. So that's a free workshop that I host every month. And then from there, obviously we have some other opportunities to connect with us, but really it's about getting on a call and just hearing about what your business is and how we can support you. One of the things I love the most is introducing businesses to other businesses. So I love sending introductions. It's like my favorite thing in the world. If I didn't run a business, that's what I would do full time. But introducing people is a passion, definitely. And it also, I believe very, very, very deep in my heart that you're just one introduction away from like the perfect client, the perfect connection, the perfect whatever. So if I can be a part of that, I love doing it. So DM me on LinkedIn and be like, Marie, I'm looking for this kind of person. Do you know them? More
Oh,
than
I
likely
love
you
that.
do.
I love
And
that.
I'll send you some intros.
Well, Marie, it has been such a pleasure, truly, to get to know you, speak with you, go deep on these conversations, and just thank you so much for sharing your insight and your knowledge. And I hope people really do take you up on that and send you a DM and, ask for that introduction, because like you said, we're just one introduction away from the next level or the next, business or partnership or client. And so I just thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.